Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says he is pleased with the reaction of his United side after they came from behind to draw 1-1 at Goodison Park on Sunday. Everton went ahead inside 3 minutes after a mistake by David De Gea as his clearance hit off Dominic Calvert-Lewin and went into the back of his own net. However, Bruno Fernandes levelled things up for the Red Devils in what was an exciting game. VAR did have a say, though, in the overall outcome of the match as Everton thought they'd scored a win in stoppage time before VAR had chalked it off. Speaking though after the game about the reaction from his players, Solskjaer said,
"It was pleasing to see how we reacted after that bad start. We got on the ball, we confident played. Of course, we played a new way today, and I think it worked. The boys did a job really well."
Moving on, and United have reportedly identified Stoke City defender Nathan Collins as a potential signing for the future. With Solskjaer considering whether to improve his backline during the summer, United have been linked with a big money bid for Napoli's Kalidou Koulibaly. However, it appears the Premier League giants are also considering investing in an Irish teenager, with reports saying that Collins is on United's radar. And finally, United are set to hire a team of 8 data specialists in a bid to help identify talent. United are aiming to improve their recruitment process ahead of the window. United were desperate to sign a striker in January and ended up bringing in Odion Ighalo on loan from Chinese side Shanghai Shenhua in a late move, but they want a more organised approach to transfers. It is said that the new department at United, which will be led by a head of analytics, will make use of data to find potential transfer targets and will also contribute to the club's academy and medical teams. That's all for now. We'll have more later.